You want to see something?
Yeah.
Ease up and come in here. That's their feeding time. These around here, they'll everyone fly.
Well, what kind of birds are they?
These are blackbirds, martins, sparrows.
That's interesting. How long?
They'll be right back.
How long have you had
that
bird feeder?
Oh, about 6 months. Cost me more money to feed them than it does her to feed me.
Did you ever hear of a way of storing potatoes or turnips during the winter?
No, like I'm telling you, I never did indulge in no farming. So therefore, I don't know much about it.
Y'all just had
the only way I stored them was to eat them.
Say if you planted sweet potatoes, if you planted just a small area with just sweet potatoes, you'd call that a sweet potato?
Bet.
Okay. And I know that, I know y'all never did any cotton raising or anything around here. But did you ever hear, when people would thin the cotton out with the hoe, did you ever hear what they said they were doing when they'd go out there with the hoe?
Uh-uh.
Did you ever hear expression chopping or scraping cotton?
Nope.
If you were going to plant a garden here, what sort of grass would you have to watch out for?
Sandspurred, weeds.
Any special kinds of weeds?
Yeah, every kind you can think of, ever heard of.
What are some?
Grass.
Mm-hmm.
And weeds.
Mm-hmm. Sand spurs would be the biggest problem.
Yes, out here especially.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to kill them?
You dig them up by the roots.
Is there any poison or anything for them?
Yeah, you can get a spray that kills it.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have around their property?
They had wire fences, wood fences, and log fences.
What's a log fence?
Well, you just make a fence out of rails.
The one that go in and out?
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Yeah.
What different kinds of wood fences did they have?
Well, they would just slats,
mm-hmm.
boards, sharpen the top point of them.
Mm-hmm. You call that a?
That's a wood fence is all I know what it is.
What about picket or?
Picket fences. That's what they call it, picket fence.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of wire they use now, the twisted wire that'll catch your clothes on it?
It's a barbed wire.
Uh-huh. How would you go about setting up a barbed wire fence?
By running it around your house or your yard in about three layers.
Uh-huh.
About a foot apart. 2 feet apart.
What, first of all, you'd have to dig holes for the
posts.
Uh-huh. Then you take the wire and you
take and stretch it around your yard.
From one